You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason, joined now by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Thanks, Eric, for being with us. Let's get started because there's been a lot of weather across the whole of the Midwest.
Yeah, we got hit in Illinois pretty hard on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday had these beautiful, you know, from a meteorologist perspective, these beautiful supercell storms that kind of went across southern Illinois. And then when they got into Kentucky, they produced several tornadoes, 27 reports of tornadoes, and caused quite a bit of damage across Kentucky. And then we had Wednesday that kind of followed this up, where the southern half of Illinois saw numerous wind and hail reports as a series of squall lines kind of passed through. In fact, one went right along the I-72 corridor, produced some hail in Monticello that was measured at 2 inches, came across Champaign, did some wind damage, some local wind damage. We saw some winds in nearby areas approaching 80 miles an hour. So this was a pretty significant severe weather week. But remember, you know, it is May. May 13th, May 12th, you know, that time of year is the peak in severe weather activity. But if you kind of just step back, let's say, hey, where are we compared to average? Well, in terms of tornado counts, we're at about 75% of normal. So this has actually been a down year in terms of tornado damage and tornado count across the United States. But in terms of hail and wind, we're actually above average. We're actually at about 101% of average. So very active year for two types of weather that have a big impact on ag, that being hail and wind. And I'll tell you, today is going to be no stranger to that, because we've got a severe threat that's going to stretch from Kansas to Missouri into parts of Illinois and Iowa. And for all of those, all of you that are listening here in Illinois, I tell you, this evening, keep an eye on the radar. Be watching for a storm system be coming out of the northwest, and probably looking like a large kind of squall line of thunderstorms, maybe around 6, 7 p.m. Keep a real close eye, because that's going to certainly pass through. And as it does so, brings us another round of rain. And honestly, we've been pretty wet across most parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, even Kentucky, even pushing toward the mid-Atlantic. But one place that's been dry, Todd, has been Missouri. Interestingly enough, they had a nice start to their growing season, but latest drought monitor just came out. And boy, it looks like Missouri is a little bit drier than average, and they're starting to creep, you know, some drought into some certain regions. Now, will it have a big impact on Missouri ag? It won't if regular rains return anytime soon. But why I bring it up is because drought likes to creep to the east. So we got to keep an eye on this, because Illinois is certainly to the east of Missouri. So that's kind of where we start, you know, with this forecast.
Good place to start. Let's finish up with a forecast for next week, please.
Yeah, so tomorrow's going to be a bit of a shocker. You know, it's graduation here at the University of Illinois, and temperatures are going to be trying to get into the mid-50s. So after today's so beautiful, tomorrow's going to be cool. And what that means is that a cooler air mass is moving in. We're expecting lows over the weekend to be in the high 30s in central Illinois. Now, because it's going to be in the high 30s here, we know that to our north, temperatures are typically cooler. And right now, there are frost and freeze warnings out for parts of North and South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, and that'll translate east over to Wisconsin and Michigan, you know, over the end of the weekend. So we got to say, is this going to have a big impact on ag? When it comes to corn, the answer is no. That's simply because we got to get all the way to V5 before the growing point of the corn is kind of out of the ground and vulnerable. But I did look up the USDA planting progress for soybeans in North and South Dakota. And South Dakota's at 10%, North Dakota's at 25%. And if any part of that soybean crop has emerged, we could be looking at some damage. And given the fact that the soybean price has been rallying over the last several weeks, this could be another reason for those prices to continue to creep up if there is some damage. We got to keep an eye on that.
That's Eric Snodgrass from Agrible.